Hey, so I came across this really interesting paper that just dropped in NPJ Digital Medicine, and I think you'll appreciate it because it's one of those studies that asks a question we're all kind of wondering about right now. Can large language models actually do clinical prediction better than traditional machine learning? And spoiler alert, the answer is more nuanced than you might expect. The paper is looking at predicting complications after a procedure called percutaneous kyphoplasty, which is basically where surgeons inject bone cement into compressed vertebrae to stabilize them. It's a common treatment for osteoporotic fractures, but like any procedure, complications can happen. Two main ones: bone cement leakage and new vertebral fractures. So the researchers decided to pit two state-of-the-art LLMs, GPT-5 and DeepSeek R1, against traditional machine learning models and, interestingly, against actual spine surgeons. Let me break down what they found, because the results are pretty telling. For predicting bone cement leakage, the LLMs actually performed pretty decently. We're talking F1 scores in the 0, 857 to 0, 871 range, which is acceptable performance. Importantly, they were comparable to traditional ML models, and they actually beat surgeon predictions when the surgeons were working alone. And here's the thing that made this practical. The LLM explanations actually helped surgeons make better decisions. Like, the model wasn't just giving a prediction, it was showing its reasoning, and that seemed to improve the surgeon's judgment on that particular complication type. Now, new vertebral fractures? That's where things got interesting. Out of the gate, the LLMs were pretty bad at this. Zero-shot performance, F1 score of 0, 309, that's rough. But when they gave the models a few examples to learn from, what's called few-shot learning, the performance improved. Still, and this is important, the traditional RBFSVM model outperformed everything for NVF prediction. So the machine learning classic beat out the fancy new AI. Here's where it gets a bit sobering. When the researchers looked at predicting the subtypes of complications, the LLMs really struggled. They weren't granular enough to distinguish between different types of problems, which obviously matters clinically. So what does this actually mean? Well, I think there are a few things worth unpacking here. First, there's the whole concept of LLMs as clinical decision support. The paper makes a really good point. Just because a model can process language and make predictions doesn't mean it's ready for the clinic. These are tools trained on internet text, and medical prediction is a different beast entirely. The fact that LLMs did okay on one task and poorly on another suggests they're not this universal problem solver that some of the hype suggests. Second, the explainability angle is genuinely useful. The paper found that when the LLM explained its reasoning for the BCL prediction, surgeons actually made better decisions. That's the kind of finding that could actually change workflows. Not replacing surgeons, but augmenting their judgment. It's the collaborative model, not the replacement model. Third, and I think this is the most honest part of the paper, the researchers are really clear that this isn't ready for deployment. They don't bury the lid. They say what it is. LLMs show promise for specific tasks, but they lack the maturity and reliability for real-world clinical implementation right now. And that's refreshing, honestly. No overselling. The traditional machine learning models, especially the SVM for NVF prediction, still reign supreme for these tasks. That's not surprising when you think about it. These models have been refined, validated, and tested extensively. They might not be as flashy as an LLM, but they work. So here's my takeaway from this paper. We're in this interesting moment where LLMs are being tested in every domain, and this study is actually a great example of rigorous testing rather than just hype. The results show that LLMs aren't a silver bullet, but they could be one tool in the toolkit, particularly when explainability matters and when you're augmenting human decision-making rather than replacing it. The real lesson here is that picking the right tool for the job matters. For bone cement leakage prediction with explainability, maybe, Your LLM is your friend. For new vertebral fracture prediction, maybe you stick with your SVM. And the surgeons? They're still critical. The systems work best when they're helping surgeons, not trying to make surgeons obsolete. It's a solid reality check wrapped in good science, and honestly, it's exactly the kind of work that needs to happen more often as we figure out how these large language models actually fit into specialized domains like medicine.